Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the Lucid Live Vibes podcast. I never interrupt you mid-podcast with any ads, any sponsors. It's so pesky to be bothered in the middle of a podcast or meditation by an ad or a sponsor. However, I want to thank my sponsors because they are supporting this podcast, but you are also supporting this podcast by listening. And so Cozy Earth, Oh My Bamboo, Sheets, PJs, Undies, you name it, is offering you up to 41% off. And let me just tell you, my husband and son love their bamboo undies. They are so comfy. I love the PJs. If you get hot when you sleep, you're going to love their luxurious bamboo sheets, PJs for everyone in your house. Visit cozyearth.com/discount/good vibes, and you can save up to 41%. And you know what? Let me know what you think, because I love my Cozy Earth. So thank you to Cozy Earth. Skin, hair, gut health, focus, energy, immune. Do you need a boost? Do you need a glow up? Awaken from the inside with Zyvo Life. It's a microalgae. Visit zivo.life/discount/good vibes to receive 20 to 30% off on your first order. Awaken from the inside. It's all from the inside. As promised, no more interruptions. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you for you being here and tuning in. Now entering the Lucid Live Vibes portal, opening the doorway, the entrance, the gateway that is the Lucid Live Vibes podcast. I am Britt, the host and creator of Lucid Live Vibes, and I'm glad you're here for this one, because this is how we take our power back. It is my intention to empower you in this episode. We've been talking about energy. We've been talking about intuition, psychic abilities, and we're going to dive deep into those psychic abilities. We're going to talk about telepathy, because I know that it's all part of being human. The intuition, that innate instinct, it's all part of our inner navigational system. It's part of being human. If we talk about energy, it's really all a matter of matter. And the matter is the quanta. And all the matter is always moving. So it's quantum energy. There's energy and vibration and movement to everything. So quantum physics, quantum mechanics are in play all the time. So our thoughts, our words, all creating what we want to experience. However, I believe there's been this dumbing down, the dumbing down of how powerful we truly are. We're going to be diving into some topics because you guys are loving this season. This is what you want to talk about, and I've been hearing from you. And so as we're really feeling through the energy for ourselves, you know, because there is that me, myself, and I human experience, and then there's the larger, people like to say collective, right? So there is that collective energy, but we don't have to be a victim to that, and we don't have to be a victim to anything. However, we do have to take our power back by knowing who we are. It's that anchored, groundedness in who we are. It's that self-knowing. It comes from within, right? It's the overflow. It's the inward that overflows to the out. And so a lot of humans are just reacting. They're reactors. While really, we're powerful creators. And I know that we are the highest technology. We are what I call the living light technology. When you look up light, what light is, it's really describing life. And life is light. We are electrical. We are light. We are also crystalline. There are crystals in our pineal gland. There are also crystals in our technology, right? I mean, it's fascinating when you open to the biology of the human. And then when you journey into the headspace, the mind, what's happening there in the mind, yes, there's mind control. We're going to talk about it. Because awareness is the superpower. And I'm not one for talking about the negative, the unwanted. In the last episodes, the past few episodes, we've been talking about energy. And we can create our own energy. We don't have to be a part of this collective energy. And we can tune in and tap in to how protected we are and create that protection by knowing. And so the self-knowing is the self-mastery. So we're not talking about a cult. We're not talking about New Age. We're not talking about religion. We're not talking about any of that. And actually, I don't even say spirituality, spirit. I call my spirit my higher self. I mean, we have the soul, the spirit within us. Nothing can disconnect us from that, which we are. Can there be a separation? Can there be a disconnection? Can there be illusions and distortions? Yes. However, I know that the healing is all self-healing. It really, truly comes from within. It's unfortunate, but some don't seek to be healed, and some don't experience the healing, while others, they create the healing for themselves by knowing it's possible. And so what we believe is what will be. However, there's been this dumbing down. We've also been talking about how there's this, you know, great awakening. Well, what is that? Well, for me, I think it's just the masses of humans that are awakening to there being more to them, more to life. Like, what's happening here? Right? This awakening from that dumbed down state. And so unfortunately on planet Earth, there are many of us that we know we are the gateway. We know that we are powerful creators, and we're very aware that that life force creation energy that we all are can be consumed, harnessed, you know, like a parasite feeding on, or the vampire, the right consumption, the draining. And so unfortunately, in our right now planet Earth experience, there are what I call predators. For me, it's the heavy, dark control, And it's interesting because, you know, humans, we like to throw around these labels and names. So narcissists, psychopaths, sociopaths. Yeah, those three. Whew. Right? Because they dwell down in the guilt, shame, blame, jealousy, envy, lack, limitation. And so what happens is there's illusions and distortions and a dumbing down where now there's victims and there's this feeding on, this taking from of their life force energy. And I know this might sound absolutely crazy. It does sound crazy when I say it. And again, I'm not one to talk about the negative, dark, heavy energy. But we have to, if we're going to talk about what's really happening. There is a control. There is a feeding on. But at the same time, there is an awakening and there's a purge and a healing. It sounds crazy to say that some humans prey on others for power, for money, to elevate self. But it happens. Now, why they do that, I think there's many reasons. Excuse me. Just talking about it makes me want to clear my throat. It's not enjoyable to talk about it. I mean, I've already had like 3 drinks of coffee just since I started this podcast, right? Just cleansing, clearing, washing, coughing it out, just this purge. Because that's where we are. We're in a moment, a position where we hold the power. We are the living light technology. We are the life force energy. And when we are anchored and grounded into that, and we take back our power, knowing that we are that living light technology, we are the life force energy that the heavy control, right, seeks to harness and take and feed on. You know, it's interesting because I'm doing this deep dive into seeing the larger picture of what's been happening on planet Earth really since like World War II, because it's all connected. It's all connected and the people are all connected. And we've been talking about this and this exposure is coming forward right now on planet Earth because the truth is coming forward. And we are going to begin to connect all the dots, the people, the players, right, the places. And that's what I'm doing. It's so interesting. I feel like my mind right now is that investigator. I'm the quantum detective, right? That investigation board, you know, when you've got like the people, right? All the photos of the people and all the handwritten notes and then the strings, right? Just stringing it from there to there. You can just imagine, right? The movie scene. That's my mind right now. I'm connecting all the people, all the places, all that. And it's blowing my mind. And so I was just listening to a very long podcast where someone in the know with the money has been able to create a formula. And she keeps saying there's a formula. It's a mathematic formula for this, saying that when we go back in time and follow the money, it shows us exactly what's been going on. And so there has been this control. Now, I think it's been longer than 100 years. I think it's been the past 10,000 years on Earth. That heavy control and the narratives and, you know, the stories they tell that create. And so, yes, there's this heavy, dark energy that wants to control. And it feeds on the money, feeds on the life force energy, feeds on, right? And what we can see is how this control has overflowed to everything. Entertainment, Hollywood, music, right? It's like it's the same people everywhere. The same, right? You turn on the radio, it's the same people. Same superstars. Same people in the politics, right? The same. And they're all connected. And so I've been looking at this bigger picture of things because I know the truth is coming forward. And this is how we take our power back, is the awareness and connecting the dots. And we can see what's been happening. And I absolutely believe that many people have been a victim to mind control. Whether it's the narcissist, sociopath, psychopath, right, in the family or whatever, or the larger picture, the constructs, the academia, the government, the medical, the right. And so we're going to be talking about how powerful we are. I'm going to be talking about this living light technology. But I want to have this moment of what we're experiencing on planet Earth so we can take our power back. Because when you truly tap into you being the gateway and that you hold the power, that's when everything shifts and changes. And imagine we all do this. And so I believe when we light ourselves up, we become the light, right? We are the light, the beacon of light, the lighthouse. But also when we rise up together as light, we're this web of light that can wrap around, that can send. And so I say, let's light ourselves up so we can send it. But here's the thing. We have to understand our energy and understand what's really happening so that we're not draining our energy. You can't pour from an empty cup. And we're in a time of healing right now. And healing really is a self-healing. You have to know that you're going to be healed. You have to want the healing for yourself. All the healers and doctors and the people that assist, right, with that healing along the way, they're part of your healing. They're to assist you. They're not doing it for you. They're doing it with you. And healing truly is a lifestyle. I've been there. It's a lifestyle. And that's what we're in. We're kind of in this healing chaos, this healing crisis, which is good. You know, my healing doctors like to say that right before the healing, you feel better. It's almost like you feel worse. And I think we can kind of feel like that sometimes on planet Earth. It can feel so overwhelming with the trauma and the need to heal. And it doesn't matter, mental, emotional, physical, right? The three pillars of the human experience, mental, emotional, and physical. There can be healing needed mentally, emotionally, and physically, all the layers. And so it's interesting because I started healing my body, but of course, the emotions and the mind, it all, right? It's all connected, peeling back those layers. And so as I would heal the body, there comes the emotions, there comes the thoughts. It's all part of the process. But here's the thing. We're so powerful because our minds, our bodies, our biology is truly amazing. That we can overcome just by writing, just by thinking and speaking. Now, I absolutely had healing doctors that were a part of my healing. Many people part of my healing. And when I asked for the healing, boom, there it was. So much assistance, just when I needed it. So being open, you don't need a key. So I just want to invite you to just be open to whatever healing, right? And maybe you're the healer now. Because those of us that have gone through the healing, right, now we understand and we're the healer. So if you're in need of healing or you're going through a healing, maybe you are a healer. And so the mind, right, the information in the mind, what does the mind believe, right? It can feel like you need a key to unlock the mind, especially if there's been hypnosis, mind control. And so let's go there. Let's talk about it because it's public information. It's not a conspiracy theory anymore. That's right. The CIA released years ago that we are truly the gateway. It's not my opinion. This is an opinion-based podcast, right? It's all hypothetical. Of course, I have to say that. It's all hypothetical. Alleged, right? My opinion. But it's no longer a conspiracy theory. The CIA, in fact, confirms the human is the gateway. And we are the gateway. But there's brain balance going on. There's breathing. There's the heart is pumping. The body is flowing. And so there's alignment, attunement with who you are. And there's the healthy mind and body. So what you eat, what you put in and on your body, it absolutely matters. So that's been part of the dumbing down. The food. What's happening with the food? I actually have a podcast. You're not ugly. You're just unhealthy. And it's a good one. And it's so true. Like so many people, they just think they're like ugly or whatever. No, you're just unhealthy. You just need to get healthy and watch yourself glow up. Healthy and happy will change everything. When healthy and happy is your focus and your goal in life, everything changes. It's incredible. What are the highest vibrations? Joy, happiness, enlightenment. You might be shocked I didn't say love because it's not. Joy and happiness is up over love. Now, what happens when you go beyond joy? Ecstasy. Like when you see kids playing, it's not about love and it's not about anger. They're just playing about it. They're having fun, joy, happiness, playing. Enlightenment is also one of the highest vibrations, if not higher than joy and happiness. Enlightenment, knowing. Enlightenment, lighting yourself up, knowing, right? Illumination, enlightenment, seeing for yourself. Not being in the dark. You know, it's interesting because when you shine a light on something, you illuminate it. It's enlightenment. But when you throw shade, you create darkness and shadows. So there's a difference between shining a light on something to illuminate it, to bring it forward, right? Awareness. And here's the thing about the negative, right? We talked about positive, negative. The magnetic heart, you have your positive and you have your negative. The energy is always positive, but what's happening with the people, the places, the things that create that negativity and pull it down? We all have different positives and different negatives. Now, as humans, many of us have many of the same positive and negative, right? Like joy and happiness, love, right? As opposed to the negative, which causes all those unwanted things. And so what happens when it feels negative? What happened? Well, yes, that's happening. Sending out waves, sending out frequency, like hypnosis, mind control. So what's another conspiracy theory that's no longer a conspiracy theory? Oh, well, the CIA came out in December of 2024. Yeah, not even a year ago, less than a year ago. And they, in writing, said, yes, there is in fact an MK Ultra program started in 1953, and they closed it down by 1973. But then it was in a whole lot of programs. It morphed into other things, and it was still in play. It was still going. And it was in a lot of schools, the education, the medical. It is absolutely crazy. And maybe I should do a podcast about this. You know, this is the big picture thing that I'm currently researching. World War II is still playing out. Like, what happened? I mean, the war, right? That switches on and off. But World War II, crazy. Two brothers were the bankers, one in Germany, one in the United States of America. And so much of the United States of America is Germany. It's actually fascinating. Project Paperclip just really brought over everything happening in World War II that was negative and just not a positive situation at all. They brought it to the United States. Now, Project Paperclip also included Russia, Canada, but Russia didn't keep the German scientists that came over with Project Paperclip. They just got all their information and sent them back. The United States of America gave them all jobs, like in the pharmaceutical companies. So it is all connected. And I'm bringing this up because my personal story is absolutely linked with Germany. It's absolutely. It's incredible. And I think so many things are still happening from World War II. So when we talk about this dumbing down and why we even need to have this great awakening and what are people awakening to? And again, I just want to be very clear here. I'm just talking about the human experience. I'm talking about us being life force creation energy. This is not a religious conversation. There's no new age, occult. Now, I do believe that there's alchemy. I do believe that self-knowing is self-mastery. And there's alchemy in this oneness of your human physical with your non-physical spiritual soul self. So many humans are disconnected from that non-physical aspect of self. And for me personally, I don't call it spiritual or spirituality because I know that life is physical and non-physical. But do you see this great illusion is the separation? See, when you can separate the human, the physical from the non-physical, right? Separate the soul from the spirit, right? That's spirituality. Oh, how do you separate what is spiritual and what is not? What makes something spiritual and something not? Is it because it's unseen? It's not physical? Like, what is it? So for me, I'm passionate, and maybe you can hear my passion right now. Passion is a very high vibration. It is, because it gets us what? Amped up, fired up, illuminated. We're like, yeah, it's what I'm here for. And maybe that's what you're here for, is all those things that get you passionate and excited. Maybe you're part of being the change. Maybe you're here to shine the light, illuminate, to bring that enlightenment. What happens when all of us awaken to who we are? What happens when we all take back our power and there's no more separation? Yeah. That's a game changer. So for me, I like to simplify, keep it simple, right? Kiss yourself, keep it simple. And Jesus, oh my. I love reading Jesus's words in Aramaic. I mean, I can't read Aramaic or Hebrew, but the original, you know, Aramaic words. Oh my goodness. And you simplify it. Jesus simplified everything. I mean, Jesus was a real man that walked on planet Earth and performed miracles. And we can perform those miracles because we truly are the gateway. And he said, I am you, you are me. So for me, I strip it all back. I toss out all of those stories, right? I allow the hypnosis and whatever mind control tactics, right? Over my decades of Earth, being on Earth. Because the subconscious and ego listens to everything. It's like their subconscious, our subconscious and ego is like a sponge. always listening, always listening. And so what is the subconscious and ego just like picking up on everybody else's lack and limitation, right? Blame, shame, guilt, all that. So your environment, the people you're around, because you're picking up on it. And so there is this cleansing, right? This purification of other people's thoughts, other people's beliefs, right? That's them, not me. They think that. I don't think that. So knowing what you think, what you believe, what you want, you know, your heart, the essence of you. Yes, that's your anchor. That's your grounding. So what's going on in the headspace, right? What are the words that you're saying? It's really incredible because when you go through a healing and you go through this, you know, cleansing of the thoughts, cleansing of what you believe, so you can get to the core of who you are, self-knowing and self-mastery. So you know for you, not about anybody else, right? Because inside, that's where your truth is. Outside, that's where the illusions, the separation, right? The disconnect. So when you go on inside, what you know, what you feel, what you believe, you can trust that. The heart knows you're like, what's going on in your heart? So the mind can overthink, right? And then other people's words, the subconscious and ego. So when you go into the heart and know how you feel, then you can drop down to your gut instinct. What's going on in the gut? You can feel it physically. So when you start tuning back into self, but a lot of people don't want to do that because there's trauma, right? So the recommendation on that is to write about it. Get out a pen and piece of paper. I think it's incredible that they're removing writing from so many schools. When we write something, it becomes something. And so like typing, right? Using your thumbs, texting, it's not the same. Get out a pen, a marker, a crayon, a pencil, whatever. Mechanical pencils are fun. you know, let your inner child come out and play. Get out a piece of paper and a pen and write. Allow all of that to just come forward so you know. I'm really big about just writing one word in the center of the paper, whether it's something you want or you don't want. And you just allow everything to come forward. You can doodle, you can scribble, you can write. Just allow whatever comes forward. And maybe you need to do a purge, a healing of the negative, the trauma, and write about it for you. Because when you just start writing or speaking, oh, it's so powerful. Your voice resonates with you and you're letting it flow freely. So when you can get out a pen and piece of paper and write, it's so healing. And you realize that you are your own therapist, counselor, healer, when you listen to yourself. Now, it's always wonderful to have people around you that love and support you. And if you need a therapist or counselor, then absolutely do what's best for you. It's always good to be supported, but you can support yourself and take your power back. You don't have to wait for other people. They don't do it for you. You do it for you. But you can also go at your own pace and trust yourself. And so being able to write about or speak about it, hey, getting out a voice recorder and just talking, sharing with yourself, listening to yourself. Now, I'm a big believer in if you're going to write or speak about something negative, you always want to offer a solution, an innovation, the way forward. By expressing yourself, even to yourself, writing it down for you, speaking it, recording it just for you. It's so therapeutic. But when you bring up the negative, there has to be a solution, a way forward. So the subconscious and ego can move past all that and allow that to become the past and feel for the solution, the way forward. You know, there's a lot of inspiration in moving forward and letting go because you awaken to a new breath. The word inspire means to breathe. you're breathing this inspiration back into your life, mentally, emotionally, and physically when you heal and you let go. So there's this in and out of life, in and out, in and out, in and out. And we're always growing and becoming and evolving. You never stop growing. And this idea of old and dying, well, that's a state of mind. Many of us came here to heal ourselves, to be a part of the healing, and to extend the life expectancy. Many of us came here to live beyond 100 years because we are changing the human experience because of the healing and the awakening and knowing how powerful we are. I mean, really, the human, we don't actually age. That's not what's going on. And there's other things going on. But the dumbing down of our biology and then to tell us, you know, at a certain age, you got to do this. At a certain age, you got to do that. You know, and then you start getting old at this age. No. No. So I tell a different story to my subconscious and ego. And I am empowered by our true biology. And so when you stop and become aware of the limited stories, the dumbing down, and instead you take back your power by knowing how incredible you are, your mind, your body. Life is physical and non-physical. There's this larger part of you that is non-physical that is so knowing. I believe we are all life force energy. We are this creation energy. And so some humans are just reactors. They're reactors because there's been what I call a mind control. And you don't have to be an MK Ultra to experience this. I mean, I think I said recently, like, I don't even watch Disney movies because I know the hypnosis and what is being seeded in that, you know? And again, this is just my opinion. I also talked about Walt Disney recently and Frozen. Oh my goodness. There are stories of him being a part of the MK Ultra and these families. It's insane how it's all connected. And so, for me, I see this mind control through entertainment, through the music, through all of it. And there's this dumbing down. I mean, we've talked about it with school and curriculum. What's true? What's not true? Many of us knew as a child what we were being told in school was just not true. And so when you start leaning into what you know for you, your truth, anchored in your truth, your knowing, then you can start seeing that worldview that you have shift and change. And so we're in this time of change. Everything is shifting and changing. And we can be a part of shining the light, the enlightenment. And of course, I would never want to define anything for everyone or anyone else other than myself. I define it for me. But the one thing I feel like I can define for everybody is we are living light technology. We are life force energy. We are creation energy. And when we tune into that, we can heal and we can align and attune with the gateway that we are, the powerful creators that we are. It doesn't matter if you want to say soul, spirit, inner being, higher self, whatever it is for you, feeling what it is for you. For me, when I started connecting in with my truth, I could feel my soul within me, this inner being within me, right? My heartbeat pumping, my gut instinct. And then I began to shift the thoughts and the words to align with who I am and what I am. I am that I am. And everything started shifting and changing. And there became this alignment of who I am, this attunement to that. We are naturally high vibrational. It's all that heaviness, the negativity, but it's also this kind of mind control and dumbing down that we're awakening out of. And I truly believe 100% that we can all feel our living light technology. We can feel the life force energy, creation energy. We are. It's innate when we allow it, when we go into self. However, there's been so much trauma for decades, maybe centuries. I mean, I could go back 10,000 years. And many of us came here to stop that and to be the light. And so we're clearing these, you know, generational lines and bloodlines. It's truly happening just by getting healthy and healing and not passing that on anymore, right? Being the different parent, being the different grandparent, right? And then many of us are creating these pathways forward for new generations. I mean, many of us are passionate about not only healing, right? So we're passing on the health and the wellness and the knowing, no more separation and knowing who we are, but also this generational wealth moving forward, taking back the power because the money has been controlled, right? The thoughts, the money, the all of it and the narratives and the stories. And then there's the pitting against one another. And that's the ultimate separation, right? The left and the right, it's just the wings of the same bird. And so when we start being pitted against each other because of what? Man, woman, right? Skin color, where we live, what we think. And turning humans against one another, that's the weapon. That's a control mechanism. And it's a distraction. And so when you step out of the distractions, the control, and go into self, and allow the cleansing, the detox, the healing, so the clarity can come forward, I believe we will all know for ourselves. And I believe that self-healing is actually easy. I think there's complication and overthinking with healing. You know, there's these stories of, oh, you know, years and therapy and years. And for some people, maybe it does take that. While I listen to other stories of people, mind-blowing stories, of people that were in MKUltra, and they had instant healing because they experienced who they truly were. Now, did they have to work through with the subconscious and ego what they experienced and create the new? Yes. Does that take some time? Yes. But you can take your power back in an instant. You can experience the healing in an instant. Now, again, you have to allow the continual healing. It becomes a lifestyle. You can't do those same things that made you sick. You can't do the same things, right, that created, yeah, you have to do it different. So there's this awakening to self and tuning into you. And what's incredible is our mitochondria DNA. It's pure energy. You see, when you dive into the body and you realize how powerful we are, you can reprogram and rewire the thoughts, new neural pathways. And so, yes, the CIA came out and said MKUltra is real and all of this stuff is real. And yes, there were people, I think the very first hearing with Congress in the 90s, I know there's a 1995 survivors talking about what they experienced with MKUltra. And now it's admitted. And so if we take this idea of the dumbing down, right? Humans not knowing how powerful, and then there's the separation. Oh, that's spiritual. Oh, that's that. Oh, that, right? Overcomplicating it. Distraction. And then what do we have? Chaos and confusion. Chaos and confusion. Now, another thing that's really going on, and we can talk about this more, is what people would say is a spiritual warfare. It is crazy to say it, but it's absolutely true. The amount of black sex magic to gain power, and it preys on trauma, it is very real. It's very real. And it can seem very frightening and scary. However, we don't have to be a victim to that. And when you're aware, you take back your power and you can tune into that life force energy, that living light technology that you are, and call in your protection. It's like this orb of protection around you, and also this orb of filtration where you can be filtered and protected, right? This filtration around you to where it doesn't reach you, that you're protected. So, are there threats? Is there dark heaviness? Are there those that seek? Yes. Yes. Predator. Yes. Absolutely. However, there's protection and there's empowerment, and you don't have to be a part of that. You can opt out by flipping on your switch and powering up. And so anything, there's a muscle memory, right? There's a habit. And so you got to take a look at your lifestyle. You got to take a look at your thoughts and your words. What's the vocabulary that you're using? And when you speak of the negative, there's got to be the solution. And asking questions is also incredibly powerful. So if there's something you are seeking and you want to know, ask. Ask. The guidance for you, whatever the words are, whatever their names are, you call in the guidance for you, the protection for you. It's everywhere. Messages are everywhere. But where's your focus, right? What you're focused on, where your attention is where the energy is going to flow. And so if you're focused on the threat or the negative, right, or the need to be healed or whatever it is, or if you're replaying the trauma, you're just stuck on a loop. There needs to be a reprogramming, a rewiring. What's going on with the thoughts? And you can flip the switch. You're that powerful. Again, if you think you need therapist, counseling, whatever, of course, you know best. If you think you need assistance and help, please absolutely get yourself help. You're loved. You're loved. And you're needed. All of us are needed, and your vibration is enough. But what we're talking about is flipping the switch on, taking our power back. And that comes from within. And so I want to invite you to feel for your living light technology. Your mitochondria DNA is pure energy. And when it comes to trauma or like mind control or the thoughts, right, the beliefs, you can rewire, reprogram new neural pathways. When you breathe in your nose, exhaling out your mouth 7 times or more, you calm the parasympathetic nervous system. You can control yourself even just with your breath and calm yourself with your breath and create that stillness from within. And you can begin to allow yourself to be heard by you and known by you. When you begin to breathe into your body and you send the air in and through, I always invite, you know, in the nose, out the mouth. It's not breath work. It's just a flow. everything is a flow in and out, just like your breath. The electromagnetic reality, the electromagnetic you, and you have an electromagnetic aura. You have an energy field all around you. So when you take the names away and you just tune into that light that you are, the technology that you are, the electricity and energy that you are, you can feel this flow in and out. You can feel it in your hands and your feet. And so I want to invite you to step out of the process or the thought of anything blocking you or stopping you. And I just want to invite you to just open the top of your head, open your hands, feel your feet. Allow the air to move in your hands, in your head. Feel the air moving through your body, not just in your nose and out your mouth. You begin to feel that oxygen and that air and that purification as you breathe. And your breath will inspire you and it will open you. And then you can go further and deeper by closing your eyes and continuing to breathe. And then you can allow the thoughts to move in and out with your breath. You're going to think thoughts. It really requires muscle memory and new habits, which a new habit takes 30 to 40 days to create. And it really requires this daily, even for some people, moment by moment, breathing, relaxing, alignment, letting go of the heaviness, and really opening, softening, and allowing to the thoughts moving in and out for at least 30 to 40 days before you even think about just quieting the mind. I mean, having a quiet mind is amazing. I highly recommend that being your goal, is to have that quiet mind, the stillness within. And then you can have these magical meditations, kind of like dreaming and lucid dreaming and astral traveling, which is amazing. But you have to start somewhere. And that starts with allowing the thoughts to move in and out, because the thoughts are going to come. So allow them to move in and out with your breath. Feel the flow of you in your hands. Feel that flow in the top of your head, out the bottoms of your feet. Feel the rhythm, the frequency of you. Feel the color of you. Feel the energy of you. And try to not get focused on the thoughts, because they're going to move in and out. And just don't even pay attention to the thoughts, right? And if you do pay attention, you're just like, oh, that's interesting, right? No opinion about it. You're just letting yourself feel the flow in and out. And after 30 to 40 days, right, you'll have more control over those thoughts, and then you can move into the stillness and quiet the mind. My goal was to be able to quiet myself within like 3 minutes just by breathing and being still. I went through menopause all naturally, and it was surgical menopause. I had a total hysterectomy in my 30s. Like, you know, the hormones for me, it was crazy. It was crazy. And so I actually just embraced going through menopause, and the hot flashes were incredible. I felt like a nuclear reactor, and I felt like, you know, the fight or flight would come. And I really wanted to either like completely strip down naked or like flee and go somewhere. The true fight or flight. It was crazy. So hot. But fight or flight is something that a lot of people deal with. It's a stress response. And so a lot of women in menopause will go through it. And oh boy, did I. And I wanted to calm myself. And I did that even through menopause. And I overcame menopause on my own, all naturally. I mean, I used all sorts of, you know, food and, what you put in and on your body, it matters. And so I just created a complete healing environment for myself, and I got through it. It was amazing. And now it's over and I'm healthier than I've ever been before. It's amazing. I know how healthy I am. I don't doubt that. I know how incredible my body is and how my body supports me and my body knows what to do. So there is this, for me, I had to go through it too, using different words, right? using the vocabulary that supports your solution, like what you want, right? So yeah, maybe there's the negative. Yeah, maybe there's the past trauma. I think we've all experienced it. I mean, I don't know if I've even met a human that hasn't gone through something traumatic on some level. And that's what we're here to change. But you know what? It's these bodies. It's this earth. And so do I believe we're in a time of ascension, this rising up? Yes, so we can transcend the current reality. But we have to choose for ourselves. I mean, we have to choose healing. We have to choose the lifestyle. We have to choose being a powerful creator. It's a choice. Life is choice driven. And so you can choose thought by thought, word by word, action by action. You can take your power back. And so the podcast right before this one is actually a light body activation meditation. And I paired it with some 528 hertz frequency music for you. I love 528 hertz frequency. I'm into sound healing. I mean, our body is amazing. Tuning forks are amazing. And I really embraced the hertz frequencies and the tuning forks as part of my healing. Now, I'm a big fan of essential oils as well. But our food is the most important, what you put in and on your body. I used food to heal myself. One of my doctors was like, you got to eat your health. And I'm like, eat my health? Wow. Right? So, you know, my husband came to me and he said, oh, I'm kind of low in iron and magnesium. I was like, you need a spinach salad. let's make you a spinach salad. You know, you got to know how to nourish yourself and feed yourself. I remember when I went through my healing and great awakening, how angry I was, because I think part of the awakening is you get angry. Things are not what you thought. It's not what they said, right? That's okay. You're going to create something new. It's okay. But I remember being angry at the grocery stores because it was like, this isn't even food. They're not even serving food. I'm so angry. Oh, I just was like, real food is easy. Just eat real food, everybody. It's easy. If it's fake food, don't put it in your body. Even if there's a cartoon on the box, right? Oh my goodness. I created that light body activation for you. And I have many more meditations. All my meditations are about guiding you into you. Feeling your light, feeling your living light technology. And I always invite you to cleanse and clear and then to fill up on your light and experience you, the essence of you. And so if you go back a few podcasts from this one, there's the essence of you, opening the book of you meditation. And I think the very first light body and higher self activations and guided meditations I did were in season one. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, which it's on every podcast platform that I know of, you can go to the search and search meditations. You can go into the search and search anything. And all the meditations and podcasts that I created with those key terms will come up for you. Now, I am on Patreon. You guys can follow for free on Patreon. I post almost every day on Patreon. But all the podcasts and more are on Patreon. And it's ad-free on Patreon. There's a free to follow, but if you want access to everything and the ad-free podcast and meditations, there's an 1111 membership portal for you on Patreon. On Patreon, there's a collections tab, there's meditations, and let me just tell you, I think there's an unlimited amount of meditations. There's so many. And I also have relaxation for you as well. I do create relaxing meditations and non-creepy ASMR to assist you in healing because it's self-healing. I've put those on YouTube and Rumble at Lucid Life Vibes. But let's be honest, the algorithms are terrible. They're terrible. So I have been putting all the new meditations here on the podcast platforms and Patreon for you. But I am on YouTube. I am on Rumble. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being you. And I want to thank you for being a part of the change that we all want to experience. I want to thank you for not cutting yourself off. And I want to thank you for allowing your creativity to flow. See, when you allow the desires of your heart, your creativity, your joy and happiness to flow, that's allowing that life force energy that you are to flow. So when you allow yourself to be that inner child that you are and to play about it, that's when you tap into your highest vibration. And that's when you flip on the magnet of your heart. It's by allowing yourself to be who you are. And so I want to thank you for being you. You're needed and you're appreciated and your vibration is enough. It truly is. It is powerful to hold a vision, a vibration, and an intention for yourself. And it's powerful to do it for all of planet Earth and for the rest of us. So can you imagine when we light ourselves up and we know that we are the light, the living light technology, and then we what? Ignite beyond. We become the web of light and we are more powerful together. And so I just want to remind you that you're not alone and you're never alone. You have a higher self. The spirit you, the larger part of you. But most of all, your life force energy, your creation energy. You hold the power to create worlds, galaxies, and universes within you.